Abbey 104.
Welcome to Charity Corner. I'm Rachel Goodfellow and I'm the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. And I've been really lucky through my work because I've been introduced to a wide range of small charities, all supporting local causes. So in this regular monthly programme, I'll be out and about finding out what local charities and good causes are up to and visiting a few key people and trying to see at first hand how their hard work benefits others in the community. Okay, so today I'm with Mia Barlow, who is a trustee of SHARES. And SHARES is Sherborne Area Refugee Support. And they help families rebuild their lives in safety by welcoming and supporting refugees in the local area. So, Mia, tell us a bit more about it.
Hi, thank you for having me.
That's fine.
So, Sherborne Area Refugee Support was set up a couple of years ago in response to the refugee crisis and in particular the civil war going on in Syria. At the time, the government was launching a scheme called the Vulnerable Persons Resettlement Scheme, which has the aim to resettle 20,000 refugees by 2020. And they are the most vulnerable out of all the refugees in that area around Syria.
Right.
At the time, a couple of years ago, Dorset wasn't signed up to the scheme, so we started to campaign Dorset to sign up to the resettlement scheme so we could welcome some families in Dorset. Now we have a few families in the area. There's 9 families in total in Dorset.
Right.
But obviously a lot of support is needed to help resettle.
Yes.
And help integrate these families and make them feel as welcome as possible.
So what sort of support do they particularly need? Is there anything particular?
Yeah, so we always need people to help out with befriending. So that can be anything from showing a family around town, helping them to access the buses, helping them, taking them out for coffee or inviting them around to your house for a meal. Or we also need ESOL support, so English as an extra language. So if you have any particular skills as a teacher, that would be fantastic. But also just people to help out generally with conversation practice, who are just willing to be a bit patient and supportive with that kind of thing. So that's the main support we really need for the families.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the medical side? Because obviously if they're coming over as refugees, so how do you balance that bit out?
So because they're classified as vulnerable, there's 9 categories of vulnerability according to the United Nations. Many of the families arrive and they have some urgent medical needs, like you said, or they have trauma, they could be victims of torture, they might have a disability, those kinds of things. So Dorset County Council kind of works with a charity down in Bournemouth called International Care Network, who provide a support worker for the first month. And all families are placed in appropriate accommodation and they're also helped to access local health services. And we found all of our GPs in the local area to be incredibly supportive.
Okay. Yeah, good. And you're talking about accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
Do families come forward and say that we can actually help, or is it private accommodation, or are there landlords involved?
Yeah, so it's private landlords that we're looking for, and ideally landlords that are looking for a longer term rent and close to the local housing allowance. So if you are a local landlord, please do get in contact. We've had great feedback from the landlords who have been involved in the scheme, just because it is such a guaranteed rent from the county council. And you get support with it. And also just it's such a heartwarming thing to
yes,
be involved
absolutely.
In, really.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So you say you've got how many families in the Sherborne area?
So there's around 3 now.
Right, yeah. Okay. And is there need for more to come, you know, to be supported?
So there's 9 in Dorset in total, but the County Council's aim is to resettle 30 in Dorset by the end of 2019. We think that it would be nice if there was some more in Sherborne, because Sherborne has just proved to be an incredibly welcoming town. And also it's nice to kind of pool our resources as well, and it works well to have English lessons together and all those kinds of things. So we're always looking for properties in the area.
Right, okay. We've talked about the accommodation and the medical side and obviously the need for people to sort of come on board and help. Yeah. What other resources do you need, and what sort of other help are you asking for?
So we're always looking for donations, so monetary donations. We also have kind of a side project, and that we do clothes collections, and that's based in Cheap Street Church, so it's quite a like useful point in town. Yes. And they go to a big warehouse in Taunton called Refugee Aid from Taunton, and from there they're distributed to Syria, to Greece, to Calais, throughout Europe basically.
Right.
And they're just an amazing organisation out in Taunton.
Right.
So we're looking, if you have any spare clothes that are in good condition, please do drop them off at Cheap Street Church. That's open on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays in the morning. And also occasionally, if you follow us on social media, we'll put a call out for particular furniture needs to furnish the housings beforehand.
Yes.
And we've also been overwhelmed with the amount of people who have been donating, but those kinds of things are also needed. And we also just need people who would like to help us as a charity,
really,
because that is quite a difficult thing to get your head around, all the legal side of things. So if anyone has particular experience in the charity sector and feels like they could offer their experience in that or in marketing or...
Right, yes. Because that's really, really hard, I know.
Yeah.
For a first time. And what's your website address if people want to have a look?
So our website address is sherborneareareffugeesupport.org.uk, and you can also find us on Facebook if you just search Sherborne Area Refugee Support.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And of course, you know, at the end of this programme, we'll make sure that all this information is on the Hidden Needs Trust website, the Abbey 104 website, and
Perfect.
More.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So that was Mia Barlow talking about shares. And as I said a minute ago, you can find all the information on the various websites. And in fact, my next blog, which is coming out at the end of next week, if you get onto that, I'm going to put up a poster that Mia has given me. And it tells you all about shares, what they do, how you can help and how you can get involved. And of course, the website and the various social media addresses too. I've got Terry here as well, Terry Bennett.
Hello, Rachel.
Who's the man behind this show, really.
No, I'm the man behind the technical controls.
Yeah, exactly. But he was there when Mia and I have been talking. And it is quite an incredible charity, isn't it?
It's wonderful what she's doing. And it's obviously such a clearly defined need. Everybody knows the situation in Syria and the huge humanitarian knock-on effects from that.
Absolutely.
And it's just great. I think it's just fantastic that Sherborne has been...
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, has become a safe haven
for these really
disadvantaged people.
Absolutely. And in fact, I was very interested in the fact that Mia or any of the team, they actually do talks at schools and for groups. And in fact, I've invited them already to come and talk to Rotary. So I'm sure if anybody's listening out there that are part of any other group in Sherborne, they'd be very, very welcome to go
and speak.
Because
as she was saying, there's only 9 families so far in Dorset,
exactly.
And there's an ambition to make that 30 by the end of next year, wasn't
absolutely.
It? So there's still quite a big exercise to do,
yeah,
isn't there?
Absolutely. And of course, getting the properties. So if any of you out there have got, you know, private landlords. And as she was saying, the money is so safe because, of course, it's guaranteed, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's good. But the thing that strikes me more than anything is the fact that we've got groups of people who've probably left other members of the family back home, haven't they?
Yes.
And coming so vulnerable, so frightened, especially the children. I just think what it must be like must be horrendous. And of course, I used to teach health-related courses, and so I automatically look at the mental health, the emotional health, the physical, the social, all wrapped up in one. And to come and have to fight all that to remain healthy, and it's an English barrier, language barrier, the whole lot. I mean, it's just incredible.
And Mia was saying offline, wasn't she, that the children are the ones that learn the language very quickly.
They pick it up.
And they assume a role which wouldn't be normal in a family.
It's a reversal, isn't
absolutely.
It?
They are the leader of the family in some ways because they're the ones that can communicate.
But I mean, they're lucky because they can go to school. Of course, they'll pick it up really quickly. And this is why I think people out there need to know, you know, there are adults out there that possibly aren't in work or trying to find work who don't get the chance to speak the whole time, unlike their children. So that's what we need to encourage as well. About just quickly about the furniture and what have you, I've actually got a big barn, and if people do have furniture spare and so on, I've offered shares the fact that they can store it there.
They were saying clothes. That they have problems storing stuff, didn't
definitely
they?
And clothes, but apparently wedding dresses and high heels are not on because which have been donated in before. But the other one thing very quickly before we wrap this up is that this whole programme is about people getting to know what charities are out there and also charities interlinking. And this is an absolute prime example because shares, I've already suggested, go to see Julie Plumley at Future Roots because all ages could really benefit from that. The Geranium Trust is another one who've got beautiful barns, rooms and so on that they could use, particularly if they were doing English language courses or something. And the opportunity groups that I support and the special needs and, of course, my charity are immediately saying, we're here to help if you've got children with additional needs. So that interlinking is starting to happen within the first three weeks of doing this programme.
Yeah,
so that's good.
That's great.
Yes. So if you'd like your charity promoted, do get in touch and get onto the Hidden Needs Trust website, which is www.hiddenneedstrust.org, and you'll find all my contact details there. And if you tell me who you are, what you do, and if you'd like to be the featured charity of the month, just let me know. And in the meantime, we better go on to what's happening. It's quite a busy month, actually, as you can probably imagine. Next month, I'm very much hoping that the food bank are going to be the featured charity. But still remember, they need donations of food. There are lots of different locations throughout Sherborne. So in the meantime, get on with that. On Tuesday, between 11 and 2, Yeovil Mental Health Wellbeing Group meet at St Mark's Hall in Yeovil. Postcode's BA214PU. You don't have to book, just go along. They do all sorts of projects there. And if you have any issues with mental health or know of people, it's worth going along to. So that's Tuesday at 11 till 2. And I was handed this by Paul, actually, from the Geranium Trust. Breakaway, a charity run by volunteers and is able to offer carers and their families a week in its caravan at Sandy Bay in Exmouth, on the Haven site at Devon Cliffs. And according to this, it costs the committee over £6,000 to run the caravan annually. And they're offering this to carers and families so they can have some good respite and chance to get away. So if you're interested in that, again, when you get onto my website and have a look at the charity corner, we'll put details up of that as well. And Kate Wood is the person to contact, and she's local. So that's fantastic. And four more things. On Sunday the 15th, the Friends of the Aitman Hospital, they got their car boot sale. 1 p.m. for sellers, and it's £5 a car. 2 p.m. for buyers, and it's 50p. And that's at the terraces. Just remember, there's free parking there, but you can't take your dogs. Okay, so, and you don't really want to leave them in the car either, so perhaps best at home. Yeovil Hospital have got a charity quiz night at Castle Gardens in Sherborne on Friday the 20th. And again, contact the gardens for more information about that. And on Saturday the 21st, between 10 and 4, it's the 13th Lye Food Fair and Vintage Stroke Classic Car Display. It's really worth going. It's £2 to go in, and the money they raise goes to various charities. So it's not just about feeding the village hall or something like that. You know, it's I've been before. It's great fun. Now, on a lighter note, you don't have to take your clothes off for this one, but you could do if you want to. Nude Fest is happening between the 9th and 16th of July, and just down the road from Molsheny near Langport. And if you want to go, if you get onto the British Naturism website, you'll see all the information. They've also got Twitter feeds and all sorts of things going on. But I know the organiser, and they raise bucket loads for charity. And that's what it's all about. Apart from having fun with music and stands, and there's a run, there's a naked run. Get on the website. You don't have to go and be unclothed or whatever. You can just go along and have some fun. I don't know what the situation is now with tickets, because they go very, very fast. But as I say, if you can get there, even if it's for half a day, you know, the money is going to such good causes.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Well, that's quite a lot going on, isn't it?
It is. Well, I could go on for hours. It's July, for goodness sakes. Everything happens. Every fate and anything.
But you'll be back same time next month, presumably.
Same time next month. Hopefully with the Sherborne Food Bank. And I've got two or three other people that are on the cards for September, October, November.
Okay.
It's fantastic. Thank you so much. Bye for now.